Patient name, Elizabeth Bermudez, ELIZABETHBERMUDEZ. Date of birth, 4/10/1974. Date of procedure, July 13, 2024. Physician performing, Bob Mohan Kama, MD. Referring doctor, David Hazel Ann, DAVID HAZEL-ANN. Indication, colorectal cancer screening. Procedure performed, colonoscopy with snare polypectomy. Description of procedure, please enter the standard description for colonoscopy procedure. Withdrawal time, 8 minutes. Boston ball preparation score, 3 for ascending colon, 3 for transocolon, 3 for descending colon. Cecum polyp, 0.5 cm sessile, removed by cold biopsy forceps. Splenic flexure polyp, 1.1 cm sessile, removed by cold snare. Hemorrhoids, external medium, noted on retroflexed view. Impression, cecum polyp, splenic flexure polyp, external medium-sized hemorrhoids. Plan follow-up in the office to discuss procedure results and polypectomy results. Recommend repeat colonoscopy for surveillance purposes in 3 years. End of dictation.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to tell you,
yeah.
You know, for example, the next practitioners,
yeah.
When they work with me,
yeah.
I have to come out of my pocket.
Yeah.
That's not part of the overhead.
Right. Yeah.
Like, they come
yeah.
And they report whatever many hours they report,
mm-hmm.
That comes extra on top
to
of the overhead.
Yeah.
And sometimes, to me, it's not so clear because, okay,
mm-hmm.
They come and work. So, for example, Dr. Potamseri does 8 procedures on
mm-hmm.
a Monday
mm-hmm.
and doesn't do any more endoscopy. So, where's his overhead and who's
yeah.
covering for that overhead?
Yeah.
And the 6 nurse practitioners he's having, how
yeah.
come he's able to pay for all of them with 8 patients and all that?
Yeah.
So
that's coming from, I'm sure, from everybody.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
I don't know. To me, it wasn't like, okay, my
mm-hmm.
overhead is this percentage,
mm-hmm.
but if we both equal and we this
mm-hmm.
overhead and work the same, then it works out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you work 10% and I work 90% and my overhead is this
yeah.
and yours is here,
yeah.
yet.
You are working more, right?
Exactly.
Like you said, before coming here, you were in Houston or?
No, I was in another practice.
But before that, were you in Texas?
In Texas, South Texas.
Which place?
McAllen.
Okay.
In South Texas, yeah. Pretty much the border.
Border, right?
So, and then to me, the only other problem was like I never saw, I got a report on how much I made every month
yeah.
from Amy, from billing and all that,
mm-hmm.
but I never saw any accountant, you know,
mm-hmm.
is my money that I'm supposed to pay really going for the things, and where,
mm-hmm.
what is everybody else paying in the practice
yeah,
as a result,
yeah,
you know, so
that,
I have no idea what's happening,
yeah.
And I would never say that he steal money or anything from
mm-hmm.
me, you know, I'm paying my overhead, that's what we
yeah,
agreed
yeah.
on, but...
Yeah, I think, like, without even asking, they are supposed to show that, then that builds
exactly.
trust, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's where,
yeah.
where everything started to go in sound.
Yeah.
Because
when
whenever I ask, I'm like, no, I think Sharma had the same problem, the one who left before
yeah,
me.
Sure.
He also had the same problem.
Yeah.
And then, because everything is like, we don't nitpick, we do this, we do that.
Yeah.
I get so many things. Medicare
mm-hmm.
stop paying these, Medicare,
mm-hmm.
I don't see the proof on any of that. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that's really, I don't
mm-hmm.
know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know saying it's not true.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying anything. You
yeah.
know.
Yeah. No, no, you're right. You know,
in
like,
paper, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, you, out of the blue, there was issue with some money that was coming from anesthesia out of the blue 6 years ago. I said, no, we're not able to give you the anesthesia or every money.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because of this and that. I have nothing
mm-hmm.
else showing to me. Or
yeah.
pathology now, instead of being this, it's going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Also, the pathology buyout was kind of a thing that is not really in,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
that money coming in there is not money that is completely clear.
Yeah.
It's not like clear, I think,
yeah.
because it's more like you get a bonus, but you know
yeah.
the owner of the thing.
Yeah.
You know, you give up money, but you're not owner of that.
Yeah.
You're only going to make money of what you make, not what everybody
yeah.
else makes.
Yeah.
And I think that's when the whole point when he came out,
yeah.
I kind of let it go for very, very long because
yeah.
money was coming in and I needed
yeah.
the money. But once I started looking at things, I said, like,
yeah.
you know what? I'm killing myself here and I don't have a lot to show for it. I don't have all these things that are,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that is, I should be, you know, in another position and I'm not.
Yeah.
So that's when I decided to.
So we're debating, right?